Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on the 11th day of June already. And it is the 11th day of June. It's already 162nd day of the year. There's 203 days left, if you can believe that. It is National High Day today. Say hi. Hi, AJ.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on?
It's just a typical Saturday morning.
Just another Saturday morning, and it's a Raider Wrap. We've got AJ live in the studio today. We got all kinds of fun stuff for you today. We're going to have Janet Smith on today. We're going to have Tyler Balow on today. We've got the 4x800 group. AJ will do meeting the Raider there. Nathan Robinson, Brecken Riley, Will Bowmaster will be on that. We're going to try to get Emerson Garley. And it's a heavy day of track today because the state meet is today. And AJ, I believe you guys are running in the 4x800 today.
We are running the 4x800 today, 4 p.m. in St. Michael, Albertville.
St. Michael, Albertville. That's interesting. Have they always ran at St. Michael? Or?
Normally they have it at the Hamline University, but last year that St. Michael Albertville held it, and they're holding it again this year. So I don't know if it's going to be a long-term deal or if it's just, you know, a little short two-year deal or what's going to happen.
This is your first shot at state, right? So you don't remember running. Did you go there and watch last year?
Yeah, I was an alternate last year on the 4x8 team, but this is my first time actually running in the meet.
Very cool. Very cool. Very excellent. We'll talk more with AJ along with, like I said, a lot. Heavy track day today. Emerson, hopefully, we'll get her on the phone as well. She's competing in the state title for golf on Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe it is. And we're going to hopefully get a couple minutes of her time today as well. So a fun-filled, fan-packed, just a fantastic Raider Wrap for you this morning. Today, showers likely. 60% chance of some showers. It's going to be around 79 with mostly cloudy skies. Could expect up to a quarter of an inch if we do see any of those thunderstorms. For today, looks like a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms and cooling off to around 59. Tomorrow, sunny skies, partly sunny, a high near 80. Sunday night looks like it's going to be a slight chance of some showers or thunderstorms again with a low of around 64. And for Monday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 84. And for Monday night, cloudy with a low of 74. Tuesday, it is going to be a hot and muggy one for sure. Sunshine, hot. It's going to be drying up all this moisture and a high near 96 on Tuesday. We got overcast skies and 64 currently in the Northfield area. Let's get caught up. Let's figure out what's happening here. Let's get into the Raider scoreboard right away and just find out what has all been happening all week.
Welcome back to the Raider scoreboard on the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1 The One. I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022, and the spring sports season is slowly coming to an end. But first, let's run through the scores from this week. On Tuesday, the boys lacrosse team ended their season losing to Farmington 17-5 in the Section 1 championship game. They ended their season 12-4, the Big 9 champs, and the Section 1 runner-up. Congratulations to those boys on a great season and a hard-fought section tournament. And then just on Thursday was day one of the boys and girls state track and field meet. Some big highlights coming out of that one. Clara Lippert took 10th in the 400, just missing finals by 0.02 of a second. Austin Jacks took 4th in the triple jump. Colin Graff took 4th in the qualifying round of the 300 hurdles. And then Shelby Sveen took 2nd in the discus throw. If you didn't catch the 4x800 relay interview early on today, day two is today at 4 p.m. at St. Michael Albertville. Shelby Sveen will be throwing in the shot put event. Colin Graff will be running in the 300 hurdles final event, and he's also long jumping. Devin Jacks is in the high jump. Obviously, you've got myself, Brecken, Nathan, and Will in the 4x800. And we also have Joey Schultz throwing discus for the boys' throwing team. But that is all I have for the Raider scoreboard, the final Raider scoreboard of the 2021-2022 season. Thank you so much for listening this entire year of Raider sports. We have more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, I'm Angela Heumann, and I recently started my new role as a commercial banker at Merchants Bank in Northfield. I've been working with businesses in the area since 2005 when I started with First National Bank as a loan administrator and then credit analyst. I'm excited to continue supporting local businesses now as a commercial banker and earn the trust of new business clients as we work together toward their goals. Stop in and see me or give me a call. On behalf of your friends at Merchants Bank, have a fun and safe summer.
Hey, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We're growing and we need you. Whatever your skill set, clinical, clerical, surgical, or retail, we're looking for the right people, eager to learn, love to laugh, enjoy working on a team, and we'll train you. Bonus, off every Friday at 2 p.m., so every week has a mini long weekend. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, make your job a career.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
If there is one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. It's about 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jimmy LaRue with you, along with a whole slew of others coming up for you today. Plenty of opportunity for some rain and overcast skies today, warming up to around 79, a 60% chance of rain with about a tenth to a quarter of an inch. Most of it, I think, coming in the next couple of hours, so hopefully that won't affect what's going on at the track meet this afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 80. So welcome to the program, head coach of the girls track team, Janet Smith. Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
So there's a lot of stuff going on today. I know that we talked about Clara Lippert earlier, and she just missed the cut by 0.02 of a second in the state there. And then today you still got Shelby Sveen, I believe, doing either discus or shot put. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's doing the shot put today at 4 o'clock. She did a great job on Thursday. She took second in the discus overall in the whole entire state.
Awesome. Any do you remember where how close she was, or?
So she bested her school record again by another couple feet, and so she's up to 143.7 is now the school record in the discus.
Nice.
And she was about 5 feet from first place. So that girl was from Rosemont. She is an incredible athlete, and Shelby took third last year, so she was really excited because she was up to place and beat a girl who beat her last year. And so, yeah, second place. She was really excited.
Shelby's just a youngster, right? She's like a sophomore?
No. She's leaving us.
Oh, no. Come on.
South Dakota, yeah. She's heading out to college next year. She's going to do incredible things. But first stop, though, is Nationals, actually. She's going to head out to Oregon here in this summer to represent Nationals.
Oh, very nice. So she's going to keep doing some practicing. Are you going to keep working with her then?
No, that'll be her dad has actually been a longtime track coach for Bloomington Jefferson, and he coaches her a little bit on the side. So once they leave the state track meet, they are on their own. So.
Oh, bummer. So I do know that you are actively, because you're the distance coach as well, so you are actually coaching the 4x800 boys today.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that race. We've scoped it out. The boys do a great job doing a lot of the legwork, actually, that us coaches like to see. But they've kind of scouted all the athletes and the first, second, third, fourth legs and what their best times have been, and kind of seeing where we think we can be. We're hoping to podium this year. Last year we missed it just barely. We were barely off the podium. And, you know, the school record is within reach for us, too. So we're excited to see what they bring today. It's going to be an exciting race. We're in the fast heat, which helps. Last year we were in the slow heat, or the second heat, and we, you know, didn't get to get out fast with, right, with the top teams. So this year should be really interesting and really exciting.
Do you know who your competition is going to be in that 4x800? Who's the people to watch?
Yes. So we've got, well, interestingly enough, you know, some of the top teams in the state, they may not be able to bring their top 4x8s because other members of their 4x8 are in other events, like the Open 8 or the 1600. So it's hard to know because they have the kids on the roster as possibly being in the 4x8, but they might swap out and have, you know, an alternate run instead. But we're looking to stick with Buffalo, but they have a kid who also qualified in the Open. Mm-hmm. We're looking to stay with Duluth East. Owatonna is the team that beat us barely at sections. They run interesting strategy. They run from their slowest members to their fastest members. So we end up, they chase people down, whereas our strategy is to put our fastest athletes first and last and sandwich the middle with just people who can hold us in a good spot. So, yeah, very exciting.
It is, and I know that we'll be talking to Tyler following this as well, so he'll be talking a lot more about the boys' track team as a whole, but it was interesting that you are actually helping with that 4x800. So the shot put, that is, do you during the track season, are you helping with that, or do you have assistants and stuff that kind of work with strength coach and technique and stuff like that?
We have our experts in those different coaching areas. So Tim Larson is our throws coach, and he's just absolutely incredibly outstanding with those athletes. And he works them in the weight room and does all their drills and works with them, you know, closely out on the field doing that. So, no, I just get to go watch and go, wow, that was great. And I don't know a lot about those events, but I'm looking to know more as, you know, just being my first year as a head coach. It's been really fun to put on a different lens and learn more about those other events. So, yeah, but, yeah, she's going to do great in that too.
So we've got a little bit of rain, probably, maybe a thunderstorm, hopefully, is what they're talking about, you know, between now and 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So hopefully that's not going to affect anything out there in St. Michael, Albertsville. Is everyone getting on a bus and going, or is people already there, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, we're getting on a bus and going. We're leaving at 1 o'clock. We had a nice team lunch yesterday to kind of celebrate as a group of all the athletes who qualified, plus our alternates in the relay. So we kind of did that yesterday, and we'll hop on a bus at 1 o'clock and kind of do one last hurrah together out there with all the coaches and athletes who qualified. So it'll be fun.
What did you have for lunch?
We went to Harry's Cafe over there by the Lakeville Theater. A lot of the kids have never been there before. So everybody kind of got to do their own thing. They have kind of a fun menu with just different things like wings and burgers and you know, pasta if they wanted to carbo load up.
Nice.
So a variety of things, but
so
it was really fun.
Today is National Corn on the Cob Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Wow. There,
so very maybe fun. Maybe after the 4x800 wins the state title, you should maybe go find some corn on the cob.
Yeah, maybe our baton should be a corn on the cob.
There we go. Let's put let's shuck the corn and hand that up. Do you think the state would approve of that?
No, they actually do not approve of that. They provide us with the batons. We don't get to even give them our school baton. So,
oh, you don't? So they actually literally have, so they're what, just even? So they're exactly the same length, weight, everything, huh?
Yep, everything. And then once they're done running with it, they got to give it back to the officials.
I did not know that it was Of course, yeah. I never went to state, so how would I know that, right? I mean, so, yeah. But I did run in. I was in a relay when I was a youngster, and we didn't do well. So, needless to say, I can jump really high, so I was good in a high jump. But that running thing, I don't know, something went wrong there. But needless to say, Coach Smith, thanks so much for the getting on the air with us this year and being a part of this and keeping us updated with the program. And congratulations on a great first year start. And hey, good luck this afternoon to you and everybody that's representing Northfield.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for welcoming me as on my first year here on the radio.
And it's National Say Hello or Say Hi Day. So, hi, Janet. Have a nice day.
Thanks, you guys, too.
All right, take care. Janet Smith, head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls track team and the 4x800 boys relay team, who's being represented in the state tournament this afternoon in St. Michael. We'll have more coming up right here on the Raider Wrap on KYMN.
Hey, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We're growing and we need you. Whatever your skill set, clinical, clerical, surgical, or retail, we're looking for the right people, eager to learn, love to laugh, enjoy working on a team, and we'll train you. Bonus off every Friday at 2 p.m., so every week has a mini long weekend. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, make your job a career.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. If you are thinking about building a single family home anywhere around town, we have walkout lots over on Erie Drive by the water tower in Northfield. We have some gorgeous lots in Dundas, and there's some new lots coming on the market as well. So make us your first call. If you're planning ahead, you're thinking about doing a house, building a new house, you're thinking about moving, give us a call first.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community. Heritage Bank is a proud supporter of Northfield Area Athletics and would like to wish the best of luck to the Northfield Raiders in all of their sports seasons. Whether you are a player or a coach, Heritage Bank is proud of all of your hard work and excited to be cheering you on. Come visit the mortgage and real estate professionals at Heritage Bank, and they will guide you through the home buying process with ease. They look forward to serving you.
Dreaming of upgrading your kitchen? An extra bathroom to make hectic mornings go smoother? Or maybe a new deck to enjoy in warmer weather? Hi, I'm Ann from Merchants Bank, and it's time to make your home your own. With our home equity line of credit, you can finish your spring house projects just in time for summer at a rate you'll like. Get started by visiting merchantsbank.com/home equity today, or give me a call at Merchants Bank in Northfield. We're here to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams. Subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, the one KYMN and AM 1080. Don't forget, you can listen back to our program this morning by going to kymnradio.net. Just simply click on programs, look for the Raider Wrap, and you can hear back all the fun and excitement that we're having this morning. We are off to a great start so far this morning. AJ Reister's live in the studio. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Jimmy.
It's National Hi Day, so we're going to say hi to everyone today. So, needless to say, we're going to say hi to this gentleman as well, Tyler Balo, head coach of the boys track team. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. We are doing okay, man. You got to be feeling pretty good. An outstanding performance by your boys' track team this year. It sounds like you've got several people participating in the state meet, so this has got to be fun and exciting.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. They're hardworking kids, and it's kind of been a really memorable season, so definitely happy for them and happy for our program too.
So there was some events, I believe, on Thursday, and then today they wrap up the state and whatnot. So what do you as a coach today do to help these guys, or, you know, do you just kind of put your hands behind them and just wish them the best of luck and let them go?
It's a lot of that. The hay is in the barn, so to say, and so many things coaching-wise. They've got the strategy, and they've put all the work in this season, and they just got to, you know, lay it all on the line, so to say, and go for it. I will be coaching the common grass and the long jump today, so we get to talk in between jump attempts with very little, you know, coaching going on, but a little bit of touching base. And Tim Larson, our long time throws coach, who just does a great job, will be coaching Shelby Steen on the girls' side, and Joey Schultz in the discus, and he gets to talk to them between attempts. But AJ and his 4x8 crew, they've got the plan. We'll give them a good luck, and they're going to go out there and run their best today.
Awesome. And do we have some other people representing, I believe, in the meet today, too.
Yeah, yep. Devin Jacks will be high jumping. He's seated as one of the top three in the state right now, so he's looking to have a big day. We've got that 4x8 team, including AJ, Will Bullmaster, Colin Graff, Nathan Amundsen and Brecken Riley. And then we'll have Colin Graff doing long jump in the 300 hurdles. And Joey Schultz will be throwing the discus today. So that kind of wraps up our team competing in the state today.
So do you have multiple coaches then going with and kind of working with each different event?
Yep. We'll have a good number of coaches up there. Janet Smith, the girls' head coach, will be up there to help with the 4x8, along with Patrick Riley. And then Tom Dickerson is our high jump coach. He'll be working with Devin today. And who else do we've got? Kyle Corinta for hurdles. He's a Collins hurdle coach. And then last but not least, we got Tim Larson working with Joey Schultz and Discus. So we'll have a full crew up there in maroon and gold, sporting the Northfield apparel.
So what happens after today? You literally just, the season's over. Do you have a banquet? Do you have a meeting? Does the boys and the girls teams get together? Is it boys and do their own thing? Or anything planned at all? Or
yeah, it's kind of anticlimactic. We already had our banquet after the section meet, which we do every year. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I literally have to take the jerseys from the athletes on the bus tonight, and they don't even get to sleep in them one more time or anything like that. Just with graduation already having taken place, and so many kids also doing their own thing, we try to get our banquet in a little earlier. And our JV guys, their season ended about 3 weeks ago, so we try to wrap things up, get things put away in the shed as far as track equipment this week, give our hugs goodbye, and it's summer. It's summer after today.
Wow. That is kind of crazy, isn't it? And, of course, all the seniors, they'll be off to college or going somewhere and doing their thing. You'll never see them again. Well, maybe not never, but...
Don't worry. I'll come back, Baylor. I'll come back and visit.
Oh, good. I was hoping you guys would. So, funny enough, you could mention who you saw at practice yesterday here. Adam, if you're on the line.
Yeah, yesterday, some members of the 4x8 team that went to state last year came and visited us, Martin Bryce and Will Tadona. They were two key people on the relay last year and really over the last few years building this program. And they came to cheer us on. Martin ran with us a little bit. And then Nicole Thebrath was also there. She was a key part of the girls' program last year in the mile and the 4x8 and just about every event. But, yeah, it was really fun to see those three guys and girls there. It was a lot of fun to see them again.
That's kind of nice to see some of the alumni come back and root on and cheer on the team. That's awesome. That's good team dynamic. That's a good job had by all on that one. So
definitely.
What else? Today, win, lose, draw, or chart. I don't know if you know this or not, but today is National German Chocolate Cake Day. So maybe, and when you get done, maybe get yourself some German chocolate cake on the bus and enjoy the ride home. What do you think, Coach?
I'd really appreciate that, Baylor.
You know, it happens to be one of my favorite cakes. I did not know it was German chocolate cake day, but we might have to make that happen. Yes.
Why not? Let's go yeah. out with a bang today. That's not none of this anticlimactic stuff. Get yourself some German chocolate cake.
Yes.
All right.
Love it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this season. Good luck to you today and this afternoon, to you, the coaches, and, of course, all the participants, and just a fantastic job this year on the track team, and good luck to you again today and, of course, in the future, and we'll be glad to have you on again next spring.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all the coverage, Jimmy.
All righty. That is Tyler Balo, head coach of the boys' state-bound track team. They're heading to St. Michael Albertsville this afternoon. We got plenty more coming up. Do not disappear. We're hoping to maybe get Emerson Garley on the phone here in just a couple of minutes as well to talk state golf meet. That and more coming up right here on the Raider Wrap on KYMN.
Hi. I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
There are exciting new things happening at Just Food Co-op in downtown Northfield. Stop into their remodeled deli and try out their new line of sandwiches and pizzas made from scratch with nearly 20 fresh ingredients to choose from. The team at Just Food Co-op has made it a priority to ensure that good food is available to everyone. They carry everything from locally produced meats, fresh fruits and vegetables, and hormone-free dairy products to your staples like cereal, macaroni and cheese, and a wide variety of condiments. There is something for everyone at Just Food Co-op, so check them out at 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
If there is one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
And good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue and AJ Reister. We got a fun-filled day this afternoon. We still got a Meet the Raider coming up. Nathan Amundson, Brecken Riley, Will Bowmaster, they're on their way. We've already talked to Janet Smith, Tyler Balo, and we've gotten some insight from AJ here this morning as well. Plenty of fun Raider Wrap information coming for you yet today. Mostly cloudy skies, a chance of some showers or thunderstorms between now and about 1 o'clock today. Mostly cloudy, a high of around 79. And then for tonight, it looks like a 30% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 o'clock, but then cooling off to around 59. And then for tomorrow, Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 80. Sunday night, 20% chance of maybe some showers or thunderstorms, partly cloudy, and a low of 64. We've got overcast skies currently in the Northfield area. We're up to 66 with mostly cloudy skies. It's National High Day, so we're going to say hi to Emerson Garley. Hi!
Hello.
National High Day is a day meant to cheer up people's spirits and just to go around and say hi and you know, just to make everyone's day a little bit better. And Emerson, you are feeling pretty good about yourself, I'm guessing. You are going to represent in the state tournament this week. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So, you qualified like over a week ago, and what have you been doing since then?
I've just been going out to the course and practicing constantly.
Is there something particular that they are working on with you? Is Mel Miller your coach? Is he working certain aspects of your game? What are they doing to get you prepared?
I feel like I'm really focusing on my short game, like my putting and chipping right now.
Awesome. And so is your drive, is that pretty solid?
Yeah, it's pretty good right now.
Is it, do you take a slap shot when you do that, or what do you do? Do you do the Happy Gilmore?
I don't know, probably just a normal shot.
Okay. Your putter's pretty good too, though, huh?
Yes, it has been really good this year.
Awesome. So, like today, are you going to go out today?
Hopefully, but my brother does have his graduation party, so I don't know if I'll get out there.
That'd be a perfect time to sneak away, don't you think?
Yeah.
14th and 15th, you're going to, I believe, Bunker Hills. You've golfed at Bunker Hills before, yet?
Yes, I have.
Did you golf there this week? Because I think Mel was talking about how you might go to Bunker Hills this past week. Did you get over there?
No, we did not, but we're going up there Monday to get a practice round.
Oh, you are going to, day before even, so that's kind of nice. So you'll get a chance to kind of see, have you ever, you have golfed Bunker Hills before, right?
Yes, correct.
So this is not your first time, so Monday will give you a different opportunity to kind of figure out how to play that course. Is there anything about that course that you like?
I like the greens. They compare a lot to Northfield, so that's nice. So I get a feel of them, like, beforehand going up there.
Oh, very nice. So how many, when you go out and play, like you have been this past week, right? So you're out of school now, so you've had all week to kind of do it. Do you just go out and golf 9 holes, 18, 36? Do you stay out there from sunup to sundown? What do you do?
Yeah, probably. Well, I always practice a little bit, and then I go out and play.
So you go to like a chipping green or something like that, or a putting green, and just spend time doing that?
Yep.
So how many balls would you say that you chip at a time, or how long do you spend just sitting there, like near the trap, or are you in the trap, or just off the trap, or what kind of game are you trying to improve there?
Probably like chipping from like just off the green.
Okay.
Anything too special?
Do you how long will you do that? Will you spend an hour doing that, or what will you do?
Probably like 45 minutes, and then I'll go putt and then always come back.
Very nice. So this is your first time at State, correct?
Yep.
How do you feel? Feeling good? Feeling good about your game?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty excited.
Awesome.
Fun.
So you went to the State in hockey. That had to have been fun, right?
Yes, that was really fun.
That was exciting. I mean, you got the couple games in, but I know the result wasn't what you wanted because of the Edina, but it had been exciting to be in the state tournament.
Yeah, we just were really focusing on the experience up there. So.
Awesome. And so now you get another shot. So maybe you're not as nervous this time around, right?
No, I think I was a little more nervous playing the X in front of all those fans, but yeah.
Well, you still, and you're young yet, so you got a couple more years on that hockey squad, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think you got a lot of people coming back again next year. So, look out for Northfield again, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say so. We're going to have a pretty good squad
again. Awesome. Yeah, we got to get a new goalie in there, but outside of that, we got some great talent like yourself coming back for the Raiders. So, Emerson, thanks for joining us this morning. We wish you the very, very best. Thanks for representing, and go out there and, drive for show and putt for dough.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Emerson Carley is our guest this morning. We'll have more coming up with more track team coming up and maybe some more insights from A.J. Reister. All that coming up right here on KYMN.
Paul Ryland here again from Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. Wanted to tell you a little bit about Pete's Hill neighborhood in Elko. Pete's Hill is the highest point in Scott County. Amazing views in all directions. I want to focus today on our twin homes. We're about 50% sold, and these homes are not small townhomes. These are full-size single family, but they are zero entry. They're really perfect for aging in place. We have high ceilings, amazing views in the front and back.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your
Heritage
dreams.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community. Heritage Bank is a proud supporter of Northfield Area Athletics and would like to wish the best of luck to the Northfield Raiders in all of their sports seasons. Whether you are a player or a coach, Heritage Bank is proud of all of your hard work and excited to be cheering you on. Come visit the mortgage and real estate professionals at Heritage Bank, and they will guide you through the home buying process with ease. They look forward to serving you.
Set your alarm for Saturday mornings on KYMN for the Raider Wrap. Join me, Jimmy LaRue, at 10 o'clock each Saturday as I talk with area coaches and gather insight to the ins and outs of high school sports and activities. A.J. Reister will bring you up to date with all the scores and highlights of the week, along with one-on-one interviews in our segment of Meet the Raider. It's all right here Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Hi, I'm Angela Heumann, and I recently started my new role as a commercial banker at Merchants Bank in Northfield. I've been working with businesses in the area since 2005 when I started with First National Bank as a loan administrator and then credit analyst. I'm excited to continue supporting local businesses now as a commercial banker and earn the trust of new business clients as we work together toward their goals. Stop in and see me or give me a call. On behalf of your friends at Merchants Bank, have a fun and safe summer.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 The One, AM 1080. And you can check back with us on KYMNradio.net. Go to programs, click on Raider Wrap and today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun we've been having. Hi, AJ.
Hi, Jimmy.
It's National High Day today. Not that kind of high, but say hi kind of a day. So you got to be kind of high, feeling good about your life a little bit.
I feel high emotionally.
That's good. That's good to know. So just... last, was it a week ago Saturday? Yeah, was it a week ago Saturday that you guys qualified?
Yeah.
And I know I had you on the air from the event. You had just pretty much gotten done running like, I don't know, an hour before that or whatever.
Yeah.
That had been kind of exciting.
Oh, I was over the moon about doing that. I mean, we were predicted going into that 4x800 meet, fifth or sixth place. And the fact that we were able to drop 21 seconds from just a week before in order to just leg out Lakeville South in that final 50 meters, it was an insane feeling to see Nathan cross the line ahead of him and know that we were going to state my senior year. I mean, last year I went to state as an alternate, so I wasn't able to actually run in the meet. This year I'm actually going to run in the meet. And I ran in the conference 4x8 last year, but then Will Tadona took my spot at the section roster, which ended up working out pretty well because he beat out Lakeville South last year in the final leg, kind of very similar to this year to send that relay to state last year. Now, here we are going back to state meet 2 years in a row.
And Janet Smith did say something about that. She's hoping that you guys could podium this year. So how'd they do last year? They just miss it, or where were they?
Yeah, we took 10th last year. Technically, podium is top nine. And the relay last year took 10th, but our relay coming into this year is predicted to get 6th, and we're in the fast heat, like she said. But we see our sights are up here. We're looking top three kind of podium. I mean, we know we can drop some more time. We dropped a lot of time from conference to sections, and we think we have a little bit more in us to possibly go compete for that top three spot, because we're already faster than we were last year. This year's relay of myself, Will, Nathan, and Brecken is faster than the relay that we sent to state last year. So we're hoping that with a few more time drops, we'll be one, go podium, and then two, go take the school record.
So what were you doing all week then? I mean, you're obviously tapering, right? I mean, you're at your maximum capacity. I mean, there's only so much, I don't know, so much physical conditioning that you could probably have done, because it's, I mean, you guys have been working all spring to get to this point. So, I mean, are you maxed out, or did you like do a way more weight training, or how do you think you can shave another 2 seconds off?
This week we mostly just focused on pacing. We did a couple of 2 mile runs, just maintenance miles kind of things. But really the last couple of weeks we've been focusing on that last 150 at the end of the race, just trying to hold on to that pace that we had the entire race, and just, you know, kind of visualizing what it's going to feel like at the end of that race going down that home stretch. And then we've also just been doing some pace 200s. We know what pace we need to hold to go get our goal time. So for example, I ran a 203 at sections, but I was holding about 31 second 200s, but I want to see if I can try and drop that down a little bit. So this week I was practicing holding 30 second 200s to try, which would be about a 2 flat 201 split. So that's what we've been working on this week to hopefully shave off those couple seconds.
How did you get her down to 2 minutes? You're holding it, that 30 second 200s?
Yeah, I mean, we only did like two 200s, so it wasn't too difficult to hold on.
At what point, you know, like, what if you said, you know what, I'm going to go for 27 seconds today. Is that good or bad? I mean, because obviously you're going to be much faster on your pace.
Yep.
Does that then become an issue coming around the stretch at the end?
Well, if I decide to go out in a 27, I know I can't hold that. Is because I've tried it before. Like just in practices and stuff, and me being silly at the beginning of the year, going out as hard as I can, and then I just know I can't hold on to it. So it's really more just slowly bringing it down. Like at the beginning of the year, I knew I wanted to go 204 at the end of the year, which is 31 second 200s. But I didn't start off practicing that because I knew I wasn't there yet. I would try and hold 32 second 200s. Then once I was able to hit those consistently, I'd work down to 31s. So now here I am at 30 seconds. And if I tried to go out in 27, just because, you know, oh, if I can hold 30s, then maybe I can try and hold 27s just to go faster. There's no way I'm going to be able to hold it, because that's not what I've been training for all year. And I just know that I can't hold on to that. I'll just end up dying off, and I'm going to get passed by everybody on the home stretch.
Yeah, That's not good.
Not a good strategy.
Yeah, it looks great when you're out in first place, at the beginning of that thing. But then, that's not never a good look at all.
Doesn't matter where you start; it matters where you finish.
Right. So, you woke up this morning. No big deal. You stayed up late last night. What'd you do last night?
I didn't stay up too late last night. I knew I had to get to bed on time. I was actually watching the NCAA Division I track and field championships going on at the University of Oregon this week, and I watched the men's 800. I was like, dude, those dudes are fast. Like, yeah. I thought my 203 was fast. Those dudes are throwing down like 147s. I was like, holy cow. But, you know, I was just kind of getting into that race mindset watching that meet. About 10:30, I decided to go up to bed. I didn't sleep super well because I was all jittery about today, but yeah, I got up, came here.
Did you get something to eat?
Yeah, I had some spaghetti this morning for breakfast.
Awesome. Yeah. Did you have it last night too?
I did. It was leftovers from last
night. So
you're
all carved up. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
27. Get after it. No, don't burn yourself out. So you had an opportunity to talk to a couple of guys as well. I know you talked to the 4x800 for the Meet the Raider. Mm-hmm. And I think we got what? It was Nathan Amundsen, Brecken Riley, and Will Bowmaster. So they're your teammates, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. How's it been working with them all year and stuff like that?
Well, I've been working with those guys for a couple of years. I mean, Will Bowmaster and I, we joined cross country our seventh grade year. And we've had this dream since then of, you know, getting up to the state meet. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs. I mean, my freshman year in cross country, I was only a couple spots away from going to the state meet. And I know we were both alternates on the 4x800 team that went to state last year. So Will and I have been working together for a very long time. And for us to finally get to the state meet together, it's what stories are made out of. So it's pretty nice. Awesome. And then Nathan, I've been running with since he joined cross country, his seventh grade year and my eighth grade year. So we've been friends for a super long time. We push each other. We ran in the AAU summer club this last summer. We went out to Las Vegas to run in a meet, and we both qualified to run down in Texas, which was super fun. And then Brecken Riley, I just met him last year, but we've become super close friends. He's on the hockey team. He's on the football team. So he just joined track last year, and he was a stud right away. And we knew that he was going to be a huge contributor to our 4x8 team, and he's a lot of fun to hang around. So this is the dream team that we were hoping we could bring to state, and here we are going to go chase after that dream today.
Very cool. We got maybe some overcast skies, maybe some light rain, stuff like that. Doesn't sound like we're going to have any heavy stuff, hopefully. Do you know if you're going to be wearing different types of spikes or anything like that based on the weather, or does it matter?
I typically don't. I don't really know if there are any. If there are, I don't know about them. I haven't changed my spikes since last year at the state meet. I've just kept the same spikes in all year.
See?
So
maybe you needed some 27-second spikes.
There we go. That's what I should have gone and looked for.
That's what you should have gotten. But are they plastic or steel?
They're steel.
They are steel.
They are
okay,
steel.
So they still let them run with steel spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because yeah. I know that when I was in track back in the day, we had it was a goofy looking shoe for sure, but they were steel spikes. I didn't know if they had gone away from that, because I know a lot of different sports are kind of getting away from the metal and stuff like that.
I know there are some kids who might run in plastic, but as far as I know, I have steel spikes and no one's told me to take them out, so
there
I haven't.
There you go. you haven't gotten ejected yet, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So why don't we catch up? And let's catch up with Bullmeister and the boys and this week's Meet the Raider with AJ Reister.
Morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One. I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and today we have a special Meet the Raider for you all today. We have the entire state 4x8 in here today, obviously myself, AJ, then we got Nathan Allinson, yes, we got sir. Brecken Riley, we have Will Bullmeister over the phone. Woo. Boys, how are you all doing today?
We're doing well.
Good,
dude.
Yeah.
Willie, how
doing
you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we all qualified for state, this last weekend at the section meet. Mm-hmm. Let's go one by one. Brecken, you're over here. You were the leadoff leg, so yep. What were you thinking when you were running?
Just get out fast and keep the lead, pretty much. I knew we were going to need a big lead, and thankfully I was able to keep it and extend it throughout the race.
Willie, you got the baton from him. What were you thinking during your leg of the 4x8?
I was thinking Brecken put me in a great spot. I can't lose this. I came in. I was originally an alternate, and unfortunately, one of our key guys was out, but I knew I had to step up in a big way, and Brecken just set me up in a great spot, and I knew I just had to hold that.
Dang right. and then Nathan, you were the anchor leg, and you brought it home. You got the fun final stretch.
Oh, yeah.
What was that 800 like for you?
A little scary. Adam put me in a great spot, in a great spot. Give it to me in second, and top two qualifies. So just had to hold the spot. Got passed by Lakeville South. Like right off the bat, and dropped down to fourth place coming in the last 200 meters, and just turned it on in that last 100, and now we're here.
Now we are here. We got to stand up on the podium, second place, got that medal placed around our necks.
Ooh, yeah.
Boy, was that was a good feeling.
Good feeling, baby.
But then, Brecken, myself, and Will were all sitting on the sideline watching Nathan in that final 150. I know we all went crazy. I know from my perspective, like, oh, man. Nathan dropped all the way back down to fourth. He's got 150 to reel it back in for us to have a shot going to state. And then those final two steps, he got him. Brecken, what was going through your mind? I know we've talked about this one-on-one a lot, but why don't you tell everyone what you were thinking?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous at the 200 mark. But as soon as Nathan hit that 100 mark and he just started taking off and started gaining, and I think we both kind of looked at each other when he had 50 meters left to go, and we're mm-hmm. like, oh gosh, he's actually going to do it.
Yeah. And that's when it really hit. And Will, you were on the ground, like throwing up. I had to get your butt off the ground so you can watch it. But what were your thoughts when Nathan was finishing up that final 100?
I was just over the moon. I've always known Nathan to be such a clutch runner. I always known him to be that way. So when I saw him in that neck and neck race, I was like, Nathan doesn't lose these. Nathan does not lose these. And I knew with almost certainty that he was going to clutch that up. So yeah, it was just a ton of fun.
Throwback to last year with Willie T.
When Will Tadona beat out the Lakeville South Kai with, it was like 0.02 or something.
Yeah,
crazy. To send us to state last year. Now we're going back to back, trying to make it a dynasty, right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah, we got Evan Lowe over here. He's going to take over. Mm-hmm. He's going to take my spot next year.
Yeah, we got a solid squad for next year.
Heck yeah. But going to state isn't the only thing that was on our mind this year coming into this season for the 4x8. Let's talk about a little bit about that, Nathan. Let's go to you. What was our other goal coming into this season with the 4x8 squad?
School record, baby. Gunning for it.
How far away? We're right there.
3 seconds off coming into Saturday.
3 seconds off the school record, baby.
That's all it is.
And we dropped 21 seconds from the conference meet to give ourselves a shot at it. And now let's talk a little bit about the competition that we're going to have. Well, by the time it airs, it's going to be this afternoon. We're recording this on Wednesday right after our short little practice. But when this airs, we will be on the bus up to St. Michael Albertville getting ready for our state 4x8.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the competition. I know we got number one Buffalo in there. What have you guys seen from the field so far?
It's going to be a more difficult field in sections, obviously, but that's going to help us to drop our times even more and really contend for that record.
Yeah, just hang right behind them and pass them at the end. Just like sections.
Just like sections, baby. Yeah. Will, have you had much of a chance to take a look at the field?
I've heard, we've talked about it at practice a lot. It's going to be difficult, but luckily we don't have the national qualifying Mounds U team on there. So I think we have a good shot, and I think we're all going to push it at our hardest, and I see some great things on Saturday.
Yeah, we're only 8 seconds behind the top-seeded Buffalo, so top three is definitely what we're gunning for. The school record we're only 3 seconds away from, so there's a lot of history going to be made this weekend, which is definitely the plan. But Nathan and Brecken, you guys are both juniors this year. Nathan, you were on the 4x8 squad that went to state last year as a sophomore. Why don't you walk us through a little bit what it means to be coming back for year number two?
Well, looking for redemption. You know, coming back being faster than last year really means a lot, because just the chance to be on the podium for state this year would be just absolutely crazy, because we missed it by one spot last year, so we're really looking to get on there, get a good school record in, and yeah, live on as a legacy.
Move on that legacy. Keep improving that legacy. That's what we're going for. Brecken, you were originally supposed to be alternate last year, but then you screwed up your knee running a mile at sections. What does it mean for you not to go from not even on the state roster to now being a key member on the 4x8?
It's a great experience that I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, last year I wasn't able to go, but in order to drop some time this year, like 7 seconds off my 800, and go with this group of people and have a spot to contend for a top three, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's going to be wild. And Will, you and I were the alternates that went last year up to the state meet, and then Smith turned to us and said, this is where you guys are going to be next year, and here we are. What's been the feeling for you now that we went from alternates, now we're key members?
It's just such a surprise to me, because coming into the season, I thought I was going to be a sprinter. Going into sections, I didn't even think I was going to be on the 4x8, and I was thrown in. Luckily, I was able to have a good performance, and you guys all were, and I'm just so happy to be here.
It's going to be crazy. There's tons of storylines behind this that we could walk through. We've got injuries. We've got sicknesses that we've gone through. We've got outside forces that we had to go through in order for this to happen. But now here we are. We're the sixth seed going to the state meet at St. Michael Albertville. We're running at 4 p.m. So if you want to make the hike all the way up there to possibly watch some history be made, you definitely should do that. But that's all I've got for you guys. Thank you so much for coming in today. Let's go kick some butt, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. We got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Indeed, you are listening to the Raider Rap, and that, of course, A.J. Reeser with the Meet the Raider this morning with Nathan Amundson, Brecken Riley, Will Bowmaster. We've got Clara Lippert, who participated already on Thursday, I believe, and she just missed the cut by just 0.02 of a second, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it was. We when the first results came through, me and Smith were hanging out, and we watched her run, and we were looking at the live results. We're like, oh, my gosh, I think we made it. Then they went back, and they, because it was so close, they had to go back and look at it. They're like, nope, just outstepped by 0.02 of a second.
And Shelby Seen today, she took second in discus. And if you were listening earlier with Janet Smith, she's talked about she took second place, and she was a couple feet behind the winner, but, you know, she did outstanding, took second. Yeah. And if you want to hear back what Janet talked about and what Tyler Balow talked about or what Emerson Garley was talking about, you can go to kymnradio.net and go up to the programs at the top. Just go to kymnradio.net, look for programs, click on it. You'll find the Raider Wrap. When we're done here this afternoon, excuse me, we'll get it up there and get it online. That was so much fun. I must have got some of that German chocolate cake stuck in my mouth. It's National German Chocolate Cake. I don't know if you knew that, but it's also Say Hi Day. So we're saying hi to everyone today and hoping everyone has a great day. So we just got a couple minutes left of the program here this morning. I know you were talking about how you are excited about today and different things like that. And you and I are talking about the pace and how to keep the pace. And in the 800, so you're targeting certain amounts of time. And I was asking about how you do the kick at the end where you just, you know, kick it into afterburner and you go. And you're kind of explaining to me that, well, no, you're not really kicking it into afterburner. You're kicking it into maintain. Explain some of that to me.
Yeah, in the 800, like we were talking about, you're typically trying to hold a 200 pace. So in my case today, I'm trying to hold 30-second 200s. But by the time you get to that last 200, that fourth 200, you are gassed. Like you've already ran three 200s. Typically, one might be a little bit faster, one might be on pace, one might be a little bit slower. But once you get to that 200, you're typically supposed to kick, and I'm using air quotes because kicking in the 800, it feels like you're really pushing it. You're going faster than you were this whole race because you're kicking it in. But really, the time-wise, it's basically what you were holding the whole time, because by the time you get to that point, that third 200 might have been a little bit slower than what you necessarily wanted to be on pace for, just because you've already ran two 200s before that third one, and now you're going, now you have one more, and that last 200 feels super long. So when you're kicking it in that last 400, it's almost like it's the same pace you've been holding this whole time. It just feels so much more difficult because it's the end of the race. You just ran, you know, a little bit, I mean, it's a half mile race. So
right.
By the time you get there, you've already run almost an entire half mile. You only have 200 left to go. And then, I mean, the kick at the end, it gets a lot of people because so many people are just slow, have slowed down so much. And then when you're kicking, it's really just holding that pace that you've been holding the whole time to try and catch as many people as possible that might have went out too fast or just don't have enough stamina to hold that pace or have that kick at the end.
So you're not going to leave anything on the track today, are we?
No, there's going to be nothing left out there.
Okay. Well, I know we talked about shaving a couple seconds off. You guys are only 3 seconds off the school record. So if each person, their pace, if they moved a quarter of an inch, mm-hmm. right, a quarter of a second, you know, that's a full second. So if four of you take off 1 second today, literally, yep. Think of it, 1 second. All you have to do is improve by 1 second today, each of you guys, mm-hmm. each one of you, and you guys break the school record.
It's crazy to think about.
Right?
It's crazy.
But it's harder to achieve than you think.
Oh, it's so hard. I mean, the fact that we took off 21 seconds from our conference meet to our section meet, I mean, it's something that you just don't see because it's so hard to take off just even just half a second from your time because, you know, you're training all year to go after a specific time, and then to drop time, it's just so difficult, especially once you start to get down to those low twos and sub twos. I mean, at the beginning of the year, you might see quite a few PRs because you're just getting into it. You're quickly improving. But once you get towards those lower times, it's just so much harder to get any faster because you're starting to push your limits. So the fact that we were able to drop 21 seconds going from conference to sections, and that all of us only need to drop one more second, it's going to be very difficult. But with the training that we've been doing this year, we think that we still have a little bit more in the tank that we could drop. All of us could drop maybe even more than a second, and not just break the record, but blow it out of the water so it sticks awesome. Around for a little bit.
Well, that's the attitude to take, too, yeah. isn't it, though? Hey, good luck to you guys today.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Run like the wind, man. Or maybe just start running.
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie. Dining here is definitely worth a short drive. Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club has become much more than hunting and clay targets. From pointers and horses to weddings, banquets, dinner and drinks, the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is truly one of the premier sporting facilities in the world.